back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the Republican long knives came out. Andrea Palm, Tony Evers' Secretary of Health and Human Services, has been tapped to be the Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services for the United States. Joe Biden's cabinet, just under the secretary himself. Number two, big deal, very big deal. This would be the number two position in an important cabinet position that, as far as reach, that impact on people's lives and expenditures, is one of the handful of the biggest, along with transportation and others, education. But I think that Health and Human Services is none bigger. It'd be a great honor, somebody from Wisconsin going there as the deputy. And of course, the Republicans join with us in exalting this accomplishment. What? They didn't? No, they did not. They took out their knives and tried to stab Andrea Palm, figuratively, politically. Fitzgerald and Tiffany, two congressmen from gerrymandered districts, have written and asked the U.S. Senate to reject Andrea Palm. Reject somebody from their home state, somebody who served with distinction in this state, and they asked that she be rejected. Now, she has no chance of being rejected, because the Senate is 50-50, and even if every U.S. senator in the Republican Party went along with it, 50 Democrats will go the other way, and Kamala Harris will come in and vote, and that'll be it. But it's just an extra kick in the rear end on the way into office, another divisive partisan thing from, you know, it's hard to say that they're the least distinguished members of the congressional delegation in the state when you have Ron Johnson and a couple of the others, but they are at the bottom of the barrel. They are at the bottom of the barrel. Tiffany from Hazelhurst, unfortunately, has Dave Obey's old district. Dave was chairman of the Appropriations Committee, friend of mine, and one of the great congressmen in history, and certainly in Wisconsin history. But it got gerrymandered, and Tiffany's in there now. Fitzgerald has the 5th Congressional District, 5th Congressional District, Waukesha County, and then it snakes around and snakes around to the Republican areas, Washington County and elsewhere. And these are the guys that did it. Tiffany, by the way, is the guy that there was a resolution in the House to denounce QAnon. Nothing about the Republican Party or linking it, none of that stuff. There's a QAnon. This is a crazy nut job movement that says that there's a pizza parlor in Washington where very bad people hang out in the basement and run the country, that kind of thing. Nutty stuff, very nutty stuff. Highly anti-Semitic, highly divisive. Marjorie Taylor Greene, QAnon devotee from Georgia in the Congress, suggesting the assassination of Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, and Barack Obama. I don't know why she wasn't arrested, frankly. They may have said that their threat was oblique. She's in Congress. I would have arrested her. I would have convicted her and put her in prison. You'd think that this kind of a motion, a resolution, would pass unanimously. It didn't pass unanimously. Tiffany voted against it. Tiffany voted against it. The other Republicans either voted for it or abstained, like Gallagher of Green Bay, who chickened out, but Tiffany voted against it. He voted for QAnon. And he and Fitzgerald are out to stab Andrea Palm from Wisconsin. Not only a great honor, but she's highly qualified. Out to stab her for no reason at all. Just to show some home state opposition. What I'm hoping is that a couple of rational Republican senators like Mitt Romney, maybe Susan Collins, maybe Lisa Murkowski, maybe a couple of others, Ben Sasse, look at this and say, what's fair is fair, enough's enough, okay? This person, Andrea Palm, didn't do anything to anybody. She's highly qualified. We're going to vote for her. And I'm hoping it's like 55-45, so you don't have to get Kamala Harris in to break the tie. Shows some bipartisanship. But there you have it. Fitzgerald and Tiffany goes without saying, don't vote for them. Unfortunately, they're gerrymandered, and it doesn't matter where you vote in Wisconsin for Congress or the state legislature, because your vote is wasted because of packing and cracking and gerrymandering. Going to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I hope you had a great Easter, Matt. I just had an idea over the weekend. I'm going to run it by you, see what you think of it. Major League Baseball pulling the All-Star game, and I agree with it because the players were going to say they don't want to come anyway. I got the great alternative place, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It'll help maybe a little bit of the pain from losing the Democratic convention, and you could honor Hank Aaron in so doing.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm totally. You're talking to a Milwaukee guy, and a friend of Tom
really
Barrett, the mayor, who's advocated it. Yeah, you're right. Here's the sad thing, the very, very sad thing. You know, they're going to yank it from Atlanta, and I think it is the correct thing to do. And the reason I say that is because that voting law disenfranchises so many people, so many poor people. And I'm talking about in rural people, not just urban people, not just African-American people, rural white people, a lot of people. It disenfranchises them. It's wrong. It's like something in the 19th century imposed to prevent voting. So it was the right thing to do. But it is absolutely going to impact Georgia economically. And a lot of the people it's going to hurt are vendors, people that serve food at the stadium, serve snacks, beer, sell things, business, hotels, restaurants. You know, the All-Star game, it's sort of like, it's not quite the Super Bowl or quite the Final Four, but it's a big deal. It's a big deal. Milwaukee's put in a pitch for it. And you know, Milwaukee has hosted it several times before. Milwaukee can absolutely host it. We could host the Democratic National Convention, which was taken away from us because of COVID. Although there we were going to be putting people up in hotels at O'Hare Airport and in Madison, as far away as and obviously Kenosha and up to Sheboygan. We don't have the hotel rooms to do it right in Milwaukee County. However, the All-Star game doesn't require the same number of hotel rooms. We can easily accommodate that. We have, I think, three times in the past. So that's number one. And then number two, as you say, Milwaukee spent a lot of money and effort to get the Democratic National Convention in this, but would have been the smallest city to get it in memory. And it got cruelly taken away. A lot of people left holding the bag. It would have put hundreds of millions of dollars into Milwaukee's economy, southeastern Wisconsin's economy, which in turn would have multiplied throughout the state. Would have been a terrific thing. Terrific thing. But the third thing is Hank Aaron. This All-Star game is going to honor Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron had an illustrious career with the Atlanta Braves, but he also had an illustrious career in Milwaukee. The beginning and end of his career. Hank Aaron started his baseball career in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Is anybody out there from Eau Claire, Wisconsin? Anybody heard of Eau Claire, Wisconsin? I have friends up there. He started there playing minor league in the 1950s. Hank Aaron. He has deeper Wisconsin roots than he does Georgia roots, because he started out here in the minor league. He played the Milwaukee Braves, and then he played the end of his career. I met Hank Aaron in 1996, and he autographed baseballs, and I had a box of baseballs, and I still have about five or six of them with his signature on them. I won't give them away, and I won't sell them. He gave one of them to my nephew. I admire him very much. He had a lot of dignity. He would get up there. They would shout racial things at him. When he broke Babe Ruth's home run record, remember? The Babe, I think it was 714 or 715, and Hank Aaron went one more at that point. He went on to hit a lot more. And people would write him hate notes. you know, death to the man who broke the white man's record. That's what they said. He had a lot of guts showing up at the ballpark. He had a lot of guts getting out of his car and walking into the ballpark. He had a lot of guts standing up to the plate with guys throwing at 95 miles an hour at him. And he was an excellent, excellent baseball player and a good man. And I didn't obviously get to know him personally other than that one evening. It was an event that he was appearing as the guest for in Milwaukee, 1996. But, you know, I've met a lot of people, and there are very few people that had the quiet dignity that he had. It's the only way I can describe it, but I think you can get the picture. Hank Aaron had a quiet dignity based on relentless insult, but relentless accomplishment, and having to watch himself all the time. Terrible way to have to live, but that's the way a lot of people had to live back then, and frankly, some, many still now. So where do I think it should go? I agree with Dick and Madison. I think it should go to Milwaukee. We'd have people from all over the state coming. We'd have people from all over the country coming to it. Every hotel in Milwaukee County, west of Madison, south of Kenosha, north of Sheboygan, would have action. People show up. Some people just show up to be part of it. They don't even go to the ballpark. They can't get a ticket. Although, you know, the Miller Park, you know, now American Family Insurance Park, terrific venue. Retractable roof. If it rains, you can put the roof on. And a beautiful, beautiful facility. If you haven't been there, go there. Go to a game. Go to a game. Beautiful facility. So there you have it. Dick and I agree it should be Milwaukee. That should do it. Plenty of reason to do it. Hank Aaron, big ties back here. Big ties. Also, we got really left holding the bag. The Atlanta mayor said that it would cost that area $200 million. Well, that $200 million go down real well in southeastern Wisconsin. It would reverberate around the state. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.